The new system is designed to find the nearest emergency room where appropriate care is available. It relies on emergency workers consulting with regional physicians. Carol Immerman is the coordinator for trauma service at Franciscan Skemp in La Crosse. She says new transport and triage guidelines tell paramedics what level of care is needed for various symptoms.
If somebody's breathing at a rate that's too slow or too fast, and we even give them the number, then this is a sign that somebody might have a serious injury. We'll actually have a blood pressure. If it's below a certain amount, then this is somebody who's seriously injured, and you need to consider taking this person to a higher level of care or making sure where you take them can meet their needs.
Immerman says all hospitals will be rated as to the type of care they can deliver. That relies on a system of self-identification for level 3 and 4 care and certification by the American College of Surgeons for the highest level 1 and 2 care. Wisconsin Hospital Association Vice President Bill Bazan says the idea is to cut deaths and rehabilitation time for trauma victims.
When we talk about a system of trauma care, we're really talking about the paramedics out in the field, police, you know, the first responders out there. We're talking about hospitals, and we're talking about the flight for life, the helicopter system, and we're saying, how can we bring this all together and give people the best, highest quality of trauma care that we can give?
Bazan says some regions won't have the higher level of care needed. So far, about 8 facilities in the state qualify as level 1 or 2. Gunderson Lutheran in La Crosse hopes to achieve level 2 by fall. Trauma Nursing Director Cecile Divetter says it's also crucial the state fund the system's infrastructure, for instance, training emergency workers and helping the various groups train together. But she says any improvements have their limits.
The reason that there is bad outcomes at times is primarily because they are at a facility that unfortunately does not have the resources at that point to provide all the needs required for that patient. And secondly, because it requires too much time to get to a facility that does provide optimal patient care. And that's part of the problem for the state of Wisconsin. We are primarily a rural state.
In some cases, patients will need to be stabilized at one hospital before being airlifted to the hospital of appropriate care. So far, areas where level 1 and 2 trauma care is in place include Eau Claire, Marshfield, Green Bay, Milwaukee, and Madison. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.